Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Easter, everyone. Christ is risen from the dead. Well, you know, there's actually another answer to that one. It's he's truly risen. Let's try that again. Christ is risen from the dead. He is truly risen. Awesome. When I was a grade schooler, one of my close friends, Heather is her name, was stricken by a fatal brain tumor. She grew up in a secular family who were very kind and loving. But in Heather's process of treatment, she couldn't go to school anymore and would often happen to come over to our house when I was out for school and would hang out with my mom. In those times, in her experiences, Heather would draw pictures of rainbows and beautiful things. She would talk to my mother about God and Jesus and heaven, which in turn then started to direct her artistic work. They'd get hung around our house. All of us kids were inspired by this. Remember, I'm the ninth of nine kids. About five of us were home at this time. And we were watching an evolution of this young girl's faith from nothing to a dynamic faith in Christ. Eventually, she would have a priest come over to see her, and eventually, she was baptized. She passed away soon thereafter. That was my first personal experience of death. I remember saying goodbye just days before Heather had passed. And while it was deeply saddening, her faith lifted up all of my family at home. Her funeral, while a tragedy, was pierced with joy. Why? Invulnerable or invincible, like nothing can harm you. But no such guarantees have been given to us in this world. As you experience this beautiful life, you will also find that there are some immense difficulties and sufferings. But never forget that God came and has a plan to save us, to rescue us from the powers of darkness and death. So it is important to know that Christ's resurrection was no mere fable, but indeed is a fact attested by many eyewitnesses. First among them are the biblical accounts, which we heard today. But there's also non-biblical accounts from Jewish and Roman historians that corroborate the testimonies of Jesus' first followers, including the information about the resurrection. So we have good reason to have hope in this life and in the life to come. For death is now simply a door which opens to another realm, a life beyond what we would imagine, a life of ecstasy and joy. For those of us who have experienced great loss of a close loved one, we've begun, many of us, to refocus our thoughts, if not our lives, around the reality that this life is not forever. Instead of ending this existence in meaninglessness, we know that God has revealed through Jesus Christ that there is so much more to this life beyond. And why? Because Jesus not only suffered and died on a cross 2,000 years ago, he crushed death in that cross and opened up eternal life in his resurrection. This, my friends, is our hope. This is our faith. This is why the resurrection of Jesus Christ, aka Easter, is the single greatest event of all human history next to our own very existence. We proclaim Christ is risen not because, or not like Elvis is alive. No. It's the truth that life has been broken into by eternity. Our destiny is not utter annihilation. It is a reality that is the complete fulfillment of all that is good here. All of it precedes and foreshadows the glory of heaven. All of these things point us to heaven. As a child, I did experience tragedy in earthly terms in my friend Heather and her death. But her life and her faith and her time now in eternity have raised up my family from us as little kids. You don't need to have lived a long life when you have this short one that is on fire with the Holy Spirit and trust in Jesus and his resurrection. Thank you, Heather, for letting us walk with you on your final journey. Thank you and pray for us. So instead of living life here on earth as if this is all there is, let's go out today and live life as if this is not all there is. Why? Because that is the truth. That is the reason, our reason for joy. Christ is risen from the dead. He has truly risen.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.